Hi guys, hi everyone. Welcome back to Unfiltered with Claudia. In this episode, I actually did a recording of a conversation I had with a couple of people, close friends and family, and this was just a random conversation. It's basically a typical day in my life where we wake up in the morning, we're cleaning the house and I'm washing dishes or I'm cooking or whatever, and my friends and family are doing something else, and then we get into a random conversation, and then it takes turns from A to X to Z. So we started off talking about religion and spirituality, went a little bit into monogamy, touch on homosexuality, and did I say monogamy? Polyamorous relationships, and then we also touch on divorce. Now, some parts are edited out, so please bear with me if the conversation doesn't seem to make sense or whatever, but yeah, I just wanted to give you guys a little bit of insight into how we discuss as a family, how we think, how we understand that we're all different individuals and how we can have different points of view but still respect each other. But it was just a really good conversation that I felt comfortable enough sharing it. I hope we don't offend anyone. I think we are generally open to sharing our ideas with each other, but not in such a way that we're very rude towards a particular group of people, or not rude or disrespectful. So if anyone takes offense from the conversation, I apologize ahead of time. But this is just us in our in the in I don't want to say the heat of the moment. No, this is just us having a conversation and stating our beliefs and actually arguing or like discussing why we believe in these things separately. And we are not trying to make anyone else, like force anyone to a point of view. We just kind of state why we believe in this and then we keep it moving, you know. I think it's a good way for people to recognize that you can have conversations out there where you have different points of views on controversial topics, and you don't all need to be on the same point of view. You don't need to be in agreement. You just need to respect what someone else is saying and keep it moving. That's it. Thank you.
It would just be a contradiction for God to be so merciful, supposedly, you know, loves us so much, and then at the same time, this creation that He made and gave us all these allowances and freedoms, and then at the same time, the one time you outstep, like He would like just you're going straight to religion.
Yeah.
This is not other people.
And that is also an approach.
This is no, not this is their belief in your religion, in their thing they believe.
Because the Bible is so confusing.
But the Bible, when I was had an argument with somebody because reading, it's like
it was so anybody can read and interpret
and read their own.
Agree.
Which is not for a perfect being, that's a failure.
But remember, the Bible was inspired but written by an imperfect being. That's what I always tried to tell
2,000 years, it could not also inspire another person.
But maybe, no way, but God has inspired people differently. And that's why I always say, like,
the Quran.
Your spirituality. No, not the Quran.
Who has inspired
No, no, no. Your life, you're responsible for your life. You have to build your own relationship. You cannot live off of
So you can be inspired.
So when you go down and you are talking, you're praying, you're not talking to yourself.
What do you mean? I'm talking to myself now, but I'm talking to God.
But you
I'm
have talk, like, what,
like I'm have, I have wait, a relationship
wait,
with
but what
someone.
Is sixth talk, sense?
So when I'm talking to myself, it's like, okay, me, I'm like,
God is answering.
No, but what is sixth sense and what is
I
intuition?
Believe in some place, and sometimes I feel
you get
God
an
answers.
Intuition,
right. Some people, that's why we come out and we're like, so yeah, the thing.
That is a problem. I've never had an answer.
No, but you have an answer. You
what
call
is
it
intuition?
An intuition. No,
what
no, no, no,
is
no.
Sixth sense?
I'm just saying that to you, it can be an intuition. To you, it can be like, I just had this feeling. Nobody knows how God's answer is. And this is why they always stop. That's why some people be preaching and say, I felt God
speak
to me.
God spoke to me.
And you're like, how did God speak to me? I remember as a kid, that was my first question.
Oh, that guy with the second wife.
Yeah, I'm like, how did God speak to you to have a second wife when I'm married to you? You know, like, how is God speaking to you, right? And this is where, like, the question mark comes in, because anybody can say God spoke to them, mm-hmm. right? Anybody. I can go and have a slave and say God spoke to me to have a slave. Who are you to come and argue with me that God spoke to me?
Claudia to have three boyfriends.
Exactly. God spoke to me to have three or four boyfriends. Who are you to come and tell me otherwise? I heard it in my being. I just had that feeling, right? So that's the question mark. And I always say, this is where you cannot come and argue with somebody. God spoke to them the way he speaks to them, right? You are looking for that standard universal answer. That how does God speak to you?
No, let me speak and then let it be clear now. Let's not be subjective.
But also, have you trained yourself? Because if you mm-mm. make yourself...
Let's not become trained yourself. No.
Trained, is that like... How do you discern? Because not only God speaks, many things speak.
Yeah, many things
speak. I believe that we're in a very spiritual world. Like, many times in the Bible and in other, like, religious texts, when the things are happening in the spiritual realm, when God is saying go and do this, they never said that, like, the realms are separate, right? Like, there are certain people that believe that, like, higher dimensions have, like, lower density, and so, like, may or may not be visible. And that's why some people have, like, gifts of, like, seeing spirits, mm-hmm. sensitive to dead people, mm-hmm. whatever. So I think those realms all exist in the same plane. We're in the same plane, but we're just not sensitive to those vibrations or whatever, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm like, and even if you want to even, let's say, feel this intuition, I think there was a time where I was a bit more numb to it. Mm-hmm. Like, as in, I was not really, like, paying attention. Now I think sometimes I get this feeling like I'm going to do this thing, like, right?
And so, it's so strong. It's just
out of nowhere, like, mm-hmm. as nowhere, I feel it. And so that's why I definitely feel like there's something there. There's something. But is it like these people that they go and preach and they're like, God told me? Some people are like, yes, I was talking with God. He told me this. Yeah. I said that, no, maybe, I don't know. Maybe for them, you know, they have like a full-blown conversation. But, you know,
God shows himself to people in many ways. This is what I believe. Like, God shows himself in many ways in different respects. Some people just find the people that it resonates with, and that's it, you know. Somebody will be like, I spoke to God and I saw God outside my tree. My tree was blowing, and that's how God spoke to me. And that person will be like, yes, something like that happened to me. Then you just have like this click, right?
Oh, so
this
another thing that happened to me. You remember when I failed my first exam, right? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So the second year when I was retaking the exam, I was walking across campus. Oh, you guys haven't been to that side mm-hmm. of campus. I was walking across, and there's this area with homeless people, right? And this guy walked up to me. Mm-hmm. This homeless guy walked mm-hmm. up to me, and he told me, you have an exam tomorrow, right? I'm like, yes. He's like, you're going to pass this exam. Go. Mm-hmm. Seriously. Mm-hmm. I was like,
the heck?
And just before that, I was telling God, that, God, listen, if I fail this exam, then I'm not packing. I'm not what was going through my head. And I was just like, I was really, really, like, mind blown. Like,
no, but this is what me I say, so right? God. I was just telling Marie this the other day. I said, this is why people have questions and people are satisfied with the answers that they have. I always say, the people always say, that always end with, the Bible says this and we should not question the Bible. I'm not helping. I like to say, I'm like, it's okay if you say, oh, the Bible gave me this answer. The Bible says I shouldn't question it, and I'm happy not questioning it, right? But don't tell me that I should not question the Bible, because I think it's only in our nature to question everything that, you know, comes up to us. If somebody, if the government comes and tells you that, like, they're doing, right? Like, go and vaccinate yourself, go and get vaccinated. It's only right for you to be like, but what in this vaccination you want me to put in my body, right?
The way I rejected Johnson and Johnson.
Exactly, right? So it's only right that you do that. So you cannot come and give me the holy book of the Lord, the Bible, and be like, I should not question it. I should just read that like that. When did it come from the Lord? I don't know.
Somebody was like,
somebody will argue me that
I told someone that, why then did they not release the women and the children, count them? That, do you think that it was intentional by God? No, you know, God had to make it in such a way that they will understand. I'm like, so then you are saying that we should just go back to a universe in which they don't count women and children? He's like, no, it's not the same. I'm like, so you're saying context matters? No, but the thing is that the Bible is perfect. I'm just like,
exactly.
Oh, the Bible, really.
Exactly, right? The Bible is open to interpretation. The different versions of the Bible are open to different interpretations too.
Some kind of perfect.
Next, the Bible is some kind of perfect. But the Bible is what it is. I like to say, I believe in what I believe because it gives me solace, right? Yeah, yeah. It's that kind of thing that it gives me, I'm okay with what I believe in, right? I question it and I'm like, I don't know if this is the right thing, but this is what I choose to believe in, right? And then I go with that. All I can do is find somebody who, I don't know, when it comes to finding somebody to believe, I just want that they should believe in something, right?
I prefer that you believe in something than to give me the argument of like, I am a scientist, it is too dumb to believe in something. I'm just like, no. I prefer you to have questions. I prefer that we should have questions and talk than some people will just be like, how can you be a scientist? And then like this is so dumb. Like, I'm so smart. Like, yeah. One of my friends was like, It's all math and statistics. It's randomness and chance.
When they all bring it back to statistics and number, but I say, but there's deficiencies in statistics and numbers. We all know that. Let's go now to the science part of it. There's a reason why numbers, the way say, there's a deficiency with numbers. So even though you're using data, take your data with a grain of salt, right? Data is not the all and all. That's what I like to tell people. As much as we like to use data, because that's the only parameter we can use.
Do you guys know that, like, not knowing what is going on is not an excuse to...
So what?
To make your own answers now.
I agree, but where are we going to get those answers?
No, but I don't disagree. You can exactly.
That's what we're saying.
But you see, I don't know. It's not I am anti. There's nothing.
Right.
That is a choice. Right. I don't know. I don't know the answer.
Right.
Saying there is nothing is saying that I've decided that the answer is that nothing. But then there's a chance that there's something. Right.
I really don't know if there's something. Let the person come and, as I said, update his writing.
Or he should update. Maybe he has
should update. Let it like kind of make sense. Let it be coherent. Let it be like.
And my question now with that is that okay, anybody can come and say they're inspired to write the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
No,
people are going to resonate with it, right?
God is omnipotent, omniscient, whatever.
Omnipresent, omniscient.
You know how to make it in such a way that everybody knows that it's him.
But then that would take away his will. What the willpower? How he make?
What willpower?
Well, that would take away our willpower. What will convince me?
No, you don't get me. He comes and he. It's clear that it's God at that point.
What is clear?
It's a conscious decision that okay, as you have seen, I'm a bad seed.
So what would you consider clear?
Yes,
I don't know, but something like proof, written video, something like
that. So you're looking for proof
that tracks with my time. That makes it clear. That is clear.
Yeah, that's
like, there are books written by him.
But again, this is what I'm saying. A Muslim come and tell you that the Quran.
Yes, it's more updated. Baha'is.
Yes, a Catholic will come and tell you that it's the Bible. That's giving you the book. Why don't you believe in it?
God cannot come in a way, make himself conscious.
No, I didn't.
It happened back in the day. That's why you're saying that it should be something recent now. So that in your time, you can believe it now.
And for everybody now. Let only
so now.
In one small village in the Middle East, and then we himself, the others, that 7 billion people.
But maybe he's coming. Maybe it will not be in your generation.
Maybe he wants to do his thing one by one.
Let's just hope, because it's highly inefficient what he's doing.
But that's what I'm saying. That at the end of the day, me, all I can do is say, I've asked myself, I'm like, God, this and that. And all I can do is say, I can only interpret it by the way, you know, the way I know how to. Granted, I'm giving myself answers, but I'm also trying to be open and being like, okay, this religion, are they like the perfect religion? Is this the religion that maybe my religion is deficient? Maybe my religion is not the right religion. So what is this religion saying that is so different than mine?
I don't think there's any right religion.
There is 100%
no. Well, they are definitely wrong. They are cults. But I mean, I feel like you, as I said, it's incomplete information. And like religion to me is like when you're learning how to ride a bike and you have the trainer wheels, right? Like the most important thing to me is your spirituality. Like you're in a spiritual world. And like, you know, because I've had encounters, and that's why I go back to like, I know there's something out there, but I don't know if that thing must be Catholicism. You understand? I don't know if I know that I can still get to that point, mm-hmm. or I can still interact with that, like, mm-hmm. without Catholicism. But being a Catholic or being a Christian helps me, you know, the community,
mm-hmm. yeah.
the teachings, it adds like
some values
and applicable things that help me, you know, like, so that's what I'm like, I don't really believe. Now, the thing is, if Nessie is saying that she hasn't even been given that third push of like something there. Mm-hmm. So like, you know, that's kind of where it's like me, I'm just like, if you haven't
experienced, we cannot have, yes.
Then I prefer like being in the I don't know camp, mm-hmm. than being in a camp of like either camp or I know or there's something or there's nothing. It's better to be I don't know. But those people that are in there's nothing and they're so sure, and then they start telling you that yes, you know, it's randomness, it's all a
problem. And I think that's where, like, for me, like I say, like religion, like that's where some people can say the environmental part plays in, right? Because I mean, I grew with this already. This was my normal. Now when I grew up to a point where I could question things, right? It was my choice to stay in that religion and then grow in that religion, or it's my choice to get out of the religion and see like what other thing is out there for me, and do I want to, like, you know, do I want to go and be like, oh, I don't want anything else? That part becomes my choice, right? I chose to stay in there. I guess someone will ask me why, and I'm like, I don't know. I don't, you know, maybe it was a comfort, maybe it's just like this is what I felt with, but I've not really been in other religions for me to feel something like other, like, I guess, like, studied other religions very deep for me to be like, oh, I really felt more with this religion, right? And that's why I said, at the end of the day, this is what it is. Because I'm sure if I'd grown up Muslim, if I'd grown up with those belief systems in place, nobody could tell me anything. I'll just be like, this is my religion. This is what I choose to believe in. Right? Or if I grew up in, like, I don't know.
This Cameroonian couple is out after their Baha'i. I went for some of their things. It was interesting. But anyways, you guys should read articles on the law of one. It's about like just like all the churches and religions. It's very interesting. I came across,
I should, it have given me some, they have a website to read, and one. I need to go and read them. No, Joseph was telling website. Me also about one book, like I have to go and ask him again. Was it Kaba? What is this? That's the key. Kaba something. How can I ask him? That would not sound like that. Kabbal,
the Kabbal, like something, the Jewish, I don't know.
No. It wasn't a cult. It's just a book. I'm gonna ask him what it is.
What was he talking about?
I don't know. It was just like somebody wants to improve your spirituality.
It should be the Kibbalion.
Oh yeah. I'm gonna ask him. Okay. Mm. So I believe in all types of religion. I don't know how you can practice all types of religion. I can see if you believe.
It's easy to practice.
If you believe in them and then really.
Yeah, you just be going.
You go and do the things now, but believe. He has his beliefs. I think some of his beliefs are kind of in line with mine, where it's like,
you know, so he practices some things in the religion.
What does is a Muslim that prays 5 times a day, goes to the thing on Friday? Is that not practicing?
Mm-hmm.
It's easier. I can do those things, but I don't believe. I can do those things and then like, but to believe is like, then you have to come, if you believe in all the religion, then you have to come with the conflicting information. Because like, how can you believe in Islam and Catholicism and Christianity, where inherently their theses are different, that Jesus is a prophet in one and Jesus is the Son of God and God in another?
I don't know enough about that one to talk. I'm just wondering, like, okay, yeah, the Muslim is just one part, but you're talking about all types
of religions. It's not just one part.
No. When I say one part, it's one religion in terms of all religions.
I said he practices all kinds of religion, and there are many more out there, but he also
that's what I'm saying now.
And does like Buddhist things, his meditations, he reads the scripts.
When does he find it?
That, and I think that's where I was going to.
Let me tell you something.
That's where I was headed to.
And then 10 hours reading. He also believes Malcolm X, reading about different religions. But guess what? When we go now to write the exam, he slept. He did not study for that exam. He slept and woke up. The exam was at, because it was interviews, 1 hour like orals.
People who just swing.
He slept, woke up at like 9 a.m.
Never tried to
follow them. You die.
No, his exam was at 11:30. I was going before him. He opened his book and he's like, something has told me to read this topic.
Imagine.
Then he turned and told me that you should do this. You should read this.
You're like,
No, not this. He's something else.
Yeah.
He saw me read a book and he's like, you should read this topic. Guess what? I went, that exactly what came. And he went, that's exactly what came for his exam. I was like, bye. I shall not be doing this. Because guess what? Your sister was up at 3 a.m.
struggling with her life.
The day before his presentation.
I always want to enter the mind space of people like that.
And the thing is that he's extremely calm. And then, sometimes, he will just go and smoke weed. That is his height of performance. One time he went and wrote his exam, we're taking a
Yes. Where was I?
High as fuck. He came out and that exam he got A+. I was like, he said he doesn't remember anything that he wrote in that exam. Why are you risking your life like this? Why are you living really like this on the edge?
He likes extreme situations so hard.
I don't know. He's like those artists where he smokes weed.
He should be a painter.
And then his PhD is theoretical. When he smokes all his weed, then he'll go and do those his derivations and come out with the math solution.
He's an operation. He was meant to protect money.
You know? Because he was like, technically, what is the restriction? Right? Like, he was like, what is the restriction?
It depends on a historic level. A woman is better, is well off when she's in a monogamic.
I remember me and you had this argument. Now I can't even remember what my argument was.
Well off how? In what sense? No, not polygamy. Remember?
Polyamory.
No, I mean, it's preferable, historically, it was preferable when you were, like, monogamic. It's preferable in a monogamic setting because, like, the resources go to your kids, you don't have to share and it's less trouble.
But these are always comparing one-sided, like polygamy usually.
I think for a woman it's beneficial. In terms of like social order, if everybody has bought into the idea of polygamy, it's always the man that has the better.
No, but in polyamory, all your children belong to all of you. Right, like it's a very weird concept, but I'm just saying, but what if we're brainwashed in that way?
Oh, right? Then polyamory, then I think
it's like polyamorous relationship.
It's a personal, now it's a personal preference. Would you be comfortable having two serious
relationships? That's why he said it's a social construct.
I think it's not only a social construct.
I agree.
It's a personal, it's the way you are made to be. Can you have like a relationship, a real partnership?
I just remember that
was my argument. Yes. Why I think it's an unstable system.
Yeah,
two or three guys, and what happens?
Because it's an ideal situation.
And women, you don't.
Yeah, because it's an ideal situation if everybody is thinking in the sense that you know this and that and that. But that's never the sense that people take it in.
No. I agree. I'm saying I think that like this was what my argument was that I think monogamy is the most stable system, right? Mm-hmm. Like because it's like already handling navigating two people. Only with only two of you guys, you can come up with 100 million problems.
Right.
Now
add other people.
Decide who is going
who is to do, you know? And then affections change also. There's no way for someone to have equal affection for everyone.
And people say, oh, it's a lie.
Divorce when it's only two people. Then divorce when it's like...
You cannot divorce now. You have to agree all the
and people, people in polyamorous relation, they like to say, oh, no, it's a lie. Like, we're all mature people, blah, blah, blah. And this is what I say. I say, yes, you're all mature, but that's in the sense that most times in polyamorous relationship, it is a guy with multiple women. Now, let's switch that. Let's see how mature these people can be, right? I'm like, please. Let's see how mature people can be. Because it's rare to say polyamorous relationship that you have one woman. It's rare. I'm not saying it's not there, but it's very rare.
One woman with multiple guys
that they all know that they are out here and they're living their best lives. It's very, very rare. And there's a reason for that now. This is why I say now the social construct now come in play against this argument. Because I'll be like, now what are we looking at?
No.
So I said, for right now that I know, until now, not yet. But we'll see in the future. But right now, I've not seen anything. So I'm like, okay. That's exactly what I said.
I said, I beg, just hold you. Hold it till you can hold it.
No, not hold it till you can hold it.
No, they know me. I'm the extremist. First of all, like,
there's no problem.
No, me, I must give my mother heart attack. Claudia, get married. I'll get married to a girl. Let's go.
Madame Rell called me and cried.
Madame
Rell called me and cried.
She was
like, my hair, listen, what should I talk to
her? I started to know why some parents like to beat their
chest. That's it.
I think that's the worst thing that could happen.
Ask me.
One of my housemates, that she's graduated, she's going to law school now.
They wanted just to mess up her
life. She's like, no. Then now, her girlfriend, she told her girlfriend that, let's go visit my mother. Her girlfriend told her that, I'm not going to your house as your friend. So it's either you say this thing or let's not go to that house.
Yeah.
So now she has gone and prepped her mom. Her mother took that girl aside, started praying with her. Let's deliver you.
See now, but I think if my girlfriend doesn't think, I'll say, okay, look, I understand, but let me compromise. If my mother tells you and start praying with you, just bear with it. Don't start telling me how she has to respect their rights. My mother is not used to you. You cannot come and force this thing upon her right now. I get where you're trying to go to, but it's the first time you're meeting her. Please, just bear with it. Either I pray with her, but don't disrespect her.
I'll just tell you like that. I'm just like, we can't.
Yeah, and then like this girl, like, because I'm a bit older than them, I think